There you go. Bill Flores joins us this morning from D.C. Good morning, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing great, Scott. Good morning to you. Great to be on News Talk 1620.
I think the last time I saw you, you were wearing a baseball cap in the sun outside the Brazos Center on Tuesday night.
Yes, sir, I was. I tried to hit several polling places over in Austin and Pflugerville and then back in Brazos County.
So congratulations. You got the party nomination, and that's that part of it has done. Let's talk a little bit. Since you've been back, are there some stories that are kind of filtering out from across the country with these with the election in Texas and how that's resonating across the country?
Well, I think most people are relieved that we finally have a nominee because the Texas Texas primary gave Mitt Romney the number of delegates that he needs to be the nominee for the party. So I think most people are glad that that threshold is behind us. Lots of eyes are watching the Texas Senate race. Of course, we've got our local state rep race that a lot of people are going to be watching. All of the Texas GOP incumbents that had primary contests have won. And so we've got that behind us for all of us. And then some folks still have opposition in the general. And so we're going to have to try to go out and take care of those folks that are going to need some help.
Yep. Ought to be interesting. And again, we had a later night than we're used to here. But all right, let's talk about what's going on in D.C. What have you all been up to since you got back?
Well, you know, we just got back yesterday, and yesterday we passed an FDA user fee reform bill. That was passed under what's called suspension, which means we got over two-thirds. So it was a bipartisan bill that was approved last night. We're also going to this week look at the authorization of the intelligence community or intelligence resources. We do this bill every year. It usually passes in a bipartisan manner, and the Intelligence Committee has done a good job of giving us another bill that I think gives our intelligence community the resources they need to be able to track the bad guys out there. Probably the biggest bill we're going to take up this week is the Military Construction and Veterans Affairs Appropriations Bills. As you know, we passed what we're supposed to do, which the Senate doesn't do, but what we're doing in the House. We're going to try to pass 12 appropriations bills to fund 12 parts of the government and then send those to the Senate and hopefully come back to conference. Anyway, the military VA bill is the second appropriations bill in the normal appropriations cycle. I'm hopeful that there's not a lot of controversy on that. It usually passes on a bipartisan basis. And we peg the numbers in it to the I call it the House budget. A lot of people around here call it the Ryan budget.
Right.
Which calls for $1.28 trillion in spending, which is down from last year.
Now, but the Obama administration says it's able to accept most of that construction and Veterans Affairs bill, but has a policy right now, at least they say, that they're going to reject all of the House annual appropriations bills until the Republican Party abandons what you're calling the House budget or others are calling the Paul Ryan budget.
Right. Well, the president has not, if you look at the president's budgets, they have been rejected in the House by 414-0 and in the Senate by 99-0. So the president really doesn't have much ground to stand on in terms of him having an alternative. There has only been one budget passed in Congress this year, and that's the House budget. That's what we're going to stick to, and the president wants to veto it. He can do that, and then we'll see what happens going forward. But I'm not really too worried about the president's veto threats. It's all politics with him at this point.
You know, I don't know that we've gotten a chance to talk about both parties talk about how the Congressional Budget Office, the CBO is how it's talked about in news reports, will score every piece of legislation so that people understand what the impact will be. But, you know, it's been now about 2 weeks ago, but the CBO came out with the idea as to whether or not what would happen to the economy if the Bush tax cuts were allowed to end. And what they did is they started predicting what will happen to the economy. That's not the job of the CBO, is it? The job is supposed to be for them to be nonpartisan and just score bills. Why are they doing projections on what's going to happen to the economy?
Well, the CBO has, in order to be able to project what happens to federal revenues, they have to project what's going to happen to the economy. And so they do put out an economic forecast in connection with their scoring. And I think they're right. If you look at what they've said that If tax rates go up January 1st, that's going to hurt the economy. Well, that's economics 101. You and I, and I bet the bulk of our listeners all know that. What they've also said, though, which I don't necessarily agree with, is that the impact of sequestration on government spending, if not fixed somehow, is going to impact the economy. It will, but I don't think to the extent that the CBO predicts it will.
Bill, go ahead.
This is a good wake-up call for Americans so that, and for Congress, so that we take care of these deals before the end of the year.
And to remind people, sequestration has to do with when the super committee came together, they needed to come up with some sort of solution or there'd be massive cuts. They didn't come up with a solution, so sequestration is the term having to do with those gigantic cuts that are supposed to take place.
Yes, sir, that's correct. Okay. And in the House, we have passed a reconciliation bill to restore the cuts that were going to be made to the military and to take that from other parts of the budget that have exploded over the last decade or so. We've tried to behave in a responsible manner. Now, I don't know where that's going to go in the Senate, but I'm not optimistic that Harry Reid's going to take it out.
That's what keeps everybody busy there. Congressman Bill Flores joins us on Wednesdays when Congress is in session, usually on Wednesdays. Today he was able to be with us on Thursday. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Thanks for the time this morning.
Great to talk to you, Scott, and ask our listeners to continue praying for our country and our military men and women.
All right, thank you.